Stellenbosch University and the University of Cape Town will be co-investing with the newly established $10 million University Technology Fund, which was set up by the SA SME Fund. The fund was set up with the aim of partnering with South African universities in order to commercialize the technologies and business ideas which arise from these institutions. Stockson Strauss were appointed as the fund manager for this initiative. Fund manager Wayne Stocks explains.
South Africa and Africa in the greater scale, we've got so many challenges and opportunities, and universities are such well-placed institutions to develop technology, and I believe technology is the bridge to resolve a lot of these challenges. And essentially, however, there's billions of that are spent annually at universities on research and ideation of technology, yet very little is commercialized, and the University Technology Fund has therefore been created to commercialize the technology coming out of the university and to make them see the light of day in profitable organizations.
You speak about this technology commercialized so that it can make a financial gain. Will this gain be for these institutions?
Absolutely. The value that's going to be created not only for the institutions but for the inventors themselves or the scientists or researchers within the universities will be fantastic. I mean, if you look at it from a global perspective, like Oxford University, for instance, they return billions of pounds in value back to the university, which the universities can then utilize to fund bursaries, to fund expansion programs. And that is our mission and our vision for this.
And tell us about people who qualify to actually be funded by this fund.
That's a great question. So within most of the universities in South Africa, there are technology transfer offices. And the technology transfer offices are linked to the universities. And what happens is then they are responsible for looking and identifying technology that is being created by researchers or professors or some of the students for that matter. And they nurture those opportunities to a point where we as fund managers on behalf of the University Technology Fund can come and invest and mentor those opportunities to become commercial.
And also the participants or the people that would be funded, do they have to come from a specific field in education or it's across the board?
So our technology, the definition thereof and our mandate within the fund is very broad. And so it could be anything from your traditional kind of digital technology to anything with patents. So it could be in the biotech space, in engineering, anything with intellectual property, or anything that can be commercialized that relies on some form of technology. So the definition of technology is rather loose.
When does this fund really start working and people are able to apply to get funding?
Well, the great news is we started doing a lot of work, groundwork, before the fund was actually established. And the fund is established on the 31st of this, officially on the 31st of January. And so we're very busy at the moment to increase the fund size because there are 26 public universities in South Africa, and we really want to get to them all. And we're already busy doing due diligences on a few projects, and we've actually already screened something like 18 projects from 6 different universities.
So would this fund be for all African universities?
At this point, it's for South Africa. We'll get to the point where if we're successful in this fund and successfully increasing the fund size, follow-on funds will absolutely look to really support universities on the continent.
Well, that's a reporter bringing the time almost 20 minutes before the top of the hour. That was Wayne Stocks, their fund manager at Stocks and Strauss Fund Managers, and he was talking to Tuto Ngobeni.